That's right, my lovelies. We are starting at the bar today. Oh, please, by all means, waste more time. I luxuriate in spending my precious time watching you talk and scramble to get prepared. I have no trouble at all adding extra time onto this class. It matters not to me. I am not the one without a tenured position in this company. Well, that's better. My, my, only 10 minutes past starting time by my watch. Right. Well, we will start with demi-pliés and rises. Oh, groan all you'd like. You have only yourselves to thank. If you had come prepared for class, you would have time to catch up before the bell. But alas, you are all mediocre ducks, waddling into my class with shoes half on, warm-up clothes missing, and all the girls amongst you don't even have your hair up. This is a senior company member class, arrogant pets, and I expect proper form. This means entering those doors prepared. I've had enough of this skating by on basic talent and pretty faces. It simply is not enough. You are all better than that, so act that way. All right, let's begin. Facing the bar in parallel position. Arms lift to first position, and we gently take hold of the bar. Gently. Don't clutch it. Good. Now, demi-plié en parallèle. Leave time to stretch the knees. Very good. Straighten your backs. We are not slouchy, untrained cows, are we? We say no, miss. Good pets. Well, slow rise to point through quarter. Half, three-quarter, then to full point. That's right, beautiful pets. Just like that. Now we're holding position in parallel. Except you. I'm talking to you, pet. I said hold in parallel. Hold it. Come now. Those muscles are good for something other than spreading your legs. Hold it. Very nice, stupid pet. Please do continue to hold up your peers. And the ugly duckling finally manages a simple parallel hold and point. Oh, wonderful. I am so amused. And lower feet through three-quarter. Point. Then half point. Yes, very good. Now, lower to quarter point, then to flat. And demi-plié in parallel. Stretch those knees, my little swans. Very good. Now, on my count, we do this 4 times. Keep with the music. And 1, 2, 3, 4. You, straighter back. Deeper bend, pet. You're not going to break. Excellent shape. That means keep it. Point, I said point. Stretch into it. There you go. Stop the music. My eyes must be deceiving me. I know. I feel certain you couldn't have been standing there in first position as I turned around. Were you really taking a break on my time? You're what? Too tired, you say? Blood, sweat, tears, pain. That is a life you chose, insolent brat. You have the absolute audacity to dare complain in my presence? Do you know where you are? You are learning at the most prestigious company in the country, being shaped and molded by the absolute best teachers, la crème de la crème, and you have the audacity to complain. There are aspirants far better than you who would sell their soul to Satan to be in your spot, and you mock it with such mortal complaints. Pitiful. Oh, what's the matter? Was I too blunt? Is my little swan wounded? Oh, let me guess. Before you came here, you were a bright, shining star in your small town company. Always la vedette, the star feature, a wonder to behold. Were, anyway, until you landed here, here among the best of the best, and you failed to burn. You have faded out like a cold ember, nothing more than the extra, a spare. Try harder. I want passion. I want you to lose control. Give me your fire. Tears? Really, silly pet? Oh, truth sadly hurts worse than any physical pain, does it not? You could benefit from a one-on-one lesson, my little duckling. Pets, stop your gawking. It's unseemly. Head to warm-ups in the Lennox building. Deaf, are we? I said go. Deaf and dull. My, how will any of you recover? Tomorrow, be prepared. Now you. Oh, wipe your eyes. Stop your sniveling. You want to save those tears. You, my little prima donna, have been let to coast by on your angelic face and your good form. You may hate me by the end of our time together. You may curse the very breath I take. But I promise you will be better. I refuse to let a talent as raw and as easy on the eyes be wasted on some scatterbrain in tights, too worried about sleep and your next meal. You have lost your burn, but I will make sure you get it back, if it kills me or you. Whether I have to work you until your feet bleed or until you fall over from sheer exhaustion. You want to be better? I'll say it. Consent to being brought back from the edge of mediocrity, of obscurity. Well done. So you can actually follow instructions. Bravo. What? What did you say to me? Oh, fuck me? Was that it? Right. Wow. Let's see if a dose of this will change your tune. Turn, face the bar, and grab your ankles. I said, grab your ankles. Oh, so the defiant slut can follow directions. Very good. When I was in school, the cane was used to correct wayward dancers who stepped out of line. Oh, they frown upon it these days, but to be honest, I have not seen a student more need of it since I was not much older than you. Six of the best, then. Count them and repeat after me. 1. I will do as Miss instructs. 2. I will not be an ugly and defiant little pet. 3. I will be a good and focused pupil. 4. Miss will hurt me because she wants me to be better. Moving and jumping around. Well, yes, Lud, it is supposed to hurt. Back in position. I sit back into position now, or we will start over. The choice is yours. Oh, that's a good pet. 5. I will do what Miss tells me to, the first time. 6. I am better than my behavior. I will be better. Oh, that's a good pet. Now, dry those eyes and turn around. I am proud of you. Aside from one minor mistake, you took that like such a well-trained little one. Those marks make you better. Pain makes you focus. Are you focused on being a good pet for me? Listening to me? What's that? My good pet? Oh, we'll see, won't we? Well, yes, of course you are, aren't you? Oh, what is this I see? Darling, this little damp spot on the front of your... What a naughty little one. Such a turned-on little pain slut, aren't you? You say yes, miss. That's a good pet. Address me properly. Now strip. Did I stutter? Pet, I said strip. Magnifique. You are indeed magnificent. Look at that luminous skin of yours. So soft and... Oh, how you do tremble at my touch. Oh, breaking you is going to be my absolute pleasure, my little duckling. Here, I will let my hand glide between your thighs, brush along your princess parts, and... Oh, aren't you positively dripping for me? Oh, no need to blush, little one. That's how you should be. That's how I expect you to be. Mewling like a kitten as I take my hand away. Poor thing. Do you want my fingers to massage your soft parts? Yes, miss, you say? And a quick learner at that. Good pets receive rewards. That's right. Melt upon my fingers as I cut my hand on your tender parts. You are soaked. I'd say being put in your place and caned has had such an effect on you. Good pet, that's it. Find the spot. Press yourself firmly onto my hand. Let my fingers rest on your sweetest spot, your throbbing heat firmly against my palm. Oh yes, it's rocked there, you beautiful creature. I'll move my fingers ever so slowly, agonizingly so, back and forth. Oh yes, the noises you do make. So lost in pleasure, so transfixed on your prize. You want to come for me, don't you, slut? Oh, look how you're grinding on my hand. Let go, my sweet slut. Just let go. But not now. You're my slut now. I own you. I own your sex, and, most importantly, I own your orgasms. Miss decides when you come. After the scent today, this is your punishment. Do not make me give you 6 more, little one. Get on your knees, like a good pet, and... give me my release. I don't need your protestations. I just need your mouth. Now, kneel. Ah, there's a good pet. My very, very good pet. Now, I am going to face ride the brat right out of you. I'm going to use you to come. And when I want to bless you with my come, whether it's like this or any other way, you'll be an all too willing slut. Because that is what I want. Your desires do not matter here. I am teaching you that if you want something, you work hard for it. Submission is like ballet. It's a dance, a pas de deux, if you will. A delicate movement of understanding and discipline. Hard work and pain. To be the best. To be better. And only through dedication and sacrifice do you finally get what you want. Now, that's what I want. Very good pets. Take me with your mouth. Ah, that's right. That's right, my slut. Drink in my juices. Show Miss how dedicated you are. How much better you want to be. I'll bury my fingers in this gorgeous hair of yours. Pull you in. Disapproval or breathing? Which do you prefer, little duckling? Oh, such a dedicated slut. Mrs. Cunt is worth more to you than breathing. Already? I knew you could impress me. Good pets get rewarded. Just breathe in through your nose. Yes, just like that. Yes, oh, very good. Oh, just hold your face still. Let me ride it. Just like that. Yes, just like that. Just hold your tongue out. Keep it there. Yes, c'est ça la melody. That's the melody. Oh, you are going to be a good pet. Make me come. I'm going to coat your pretty little face with my satisfaction. I'm a woman of my word. Good pets get rewarded. Are you ready for my cum slot? All ready to be my pretty cum dump? Very good. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, oh, yes. Hold your tongue still like that. Yes, I'm better. Fuck. Ah, yes, that's it. Good pet. Yes. Just feel me releasing my juices down your lucky throat. That's right. Gulp it all down. Don't you dare spill a drop. Such a good pet for your miss. You got it all. My. Oh, I was right as usual. Sometimes all one needs is a private lesson to change their attitude. So we will repeat this as long as you continue to show me you are worth my time, little one. Anything to please me? Anything for my approval, my little duckling? Now, to the corner with you. Kneel. Arch that gorgeous back and put your beautifully caned bottom on display. Well, punishment isn't over. You can be a demonstration of what happens to naughty, lackluster students in my class.